Anti-government protesters in Thailand have ended a week-long occupation of Bangkok airport because the government has resigned. Thailand's Supreme Court found the parties that make up the ruling coalition guilty of electoral fraud and then dissolved them. The end of the protest at the airport means that the airport in Bangkok can reopen, and that means that 300,000 stranded travelers can go home, perhaps as early as Friday. As The World's Tracy Tong reports, the tourists aren't the only ones relieved that flights will resume.
Get off the plane at Honolulu's International Airport, and chances are you'll be greeted with a warm smile and a beautiful orchid lei. These floral garlands represent love and are a trademark greeting for tourists. But there's a dirty little secret.
It's already pre-made. They're all Thai leis. Those are all done in from Thailand.
And it's been a well-kept secret until a political crisis some 6,500 miles away stopped the flower flights from Thailand. Michael Inoue is president of Hawaii Tropical Flower Council.
Well, we don't have enough to meet the demand. We do have a quality product, but in no way is it compared by volume to what comes out of Thailand. I mean, they're beautiful. And here I am. I'm president of the Flower Council. I support buying Hawaii and supporting our Hawaiian farmers. But you know what? You can't beat the price.
Thailand is the world's largest orchid exporter. Hawaii flower suppliers love Thai orchids because they're bigger, sturdier, and cheaper. And they arrive already strung up into a lei. All information the lei industry does not want to make public. The owners of Leis by Ron and Greeters of Hawaii, a company that presents the garlands to visitors, refused to comment. They didn't want to ruin the mystique of all things Hawaiian coming from Hawaii. But one greeter was willing to go on record, provided we didn't give a name. This person's business gives out more than 5,000 orchid leis a week to arriving tourists.
Supply is completely depleted. Imported supply is depleted. And we're still unable to give out the lei, which is synonymous with Hawaii. So it's a really sad situation right now. That's what it is.
This greeter believes it's the first time in more than 40 years that Hawaii's run out of flowers. But help is on the way. The first cargo planes are scheduled to leave Bangkok airports today. For The World, I'm Tracy Tong.